This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Trustworthiness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Trustworthiness is one of the Islamic duties, and all Muslims are required to keep it carefully. Allah the Most High said, "But if one of you trusts another, then he who is trusted should deliver his trust, and let him be careful of his duty to Allah the Lord." The major responsibility is on the shoulder of the one who is trusted. Brothers and sisters, there are certain people around us who trust us in different matters, right? For instance, our family members, they trust us to provide for their sustenance and their livelihood, right? Our kids, they're dependent on us, so they're expecting that, and they basically trust us in that arena. That fulfillment of that promise, you know, the unsaid promise, even in some cases, the natural expectations, it is a responsibility and duty of a person who's being trusted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Surely Allah commands you to make over trusts to their owners." Notice again, Allah uses the word command. In Arabic language, you don't have to use the word command to give a command. Arabic grammar has different methods to command someone. Yet, Allah uses the word command in this verse of the Holy Quran. It can be inferred that this word is used explicitly to emphasize and stress on the command of Allah. And what is the command of Allah? To be trustworthy, right? Take care of the trust on your shoulders. You know, be reliable. Be someone who can count on you. So this trust is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of trustworthiness. In Islamic lifestyle, trustworthiness has a very high value. Who doesn't wish to be successful in both the lives? You know, one may ask. I would say everybody. You know, if you ask them, everybody would say they want to be successful. We can claim that, generally speaking, everyone wishes to be successful. What is the key to this success? That's a $1 million question, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Successful indeed are the believers, those who are keepers of their trusts and their covenant." Again, notice how being trustworthy and keeping covenants is the path to success. If somebody is not trustworthy, in other words, or they don't keep up with their promises and their commitments and their covenants, then chances are high that they will never get to the path of success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, "Surely Allah does not love the treacherous." So is there a relationship between belief and being trustworthy? You may ask this question, right? The Holy Prophet, Prophet of Allah, said, "There is no belief for him who is not trustworthy." So if you're not reliable, if you're not trustworthy, if you're not amin in your dealings, then chances are high, according to this narration, that your belief is absent or incomplete. The Prophet of Allah also said, "He who is unfaithful to a trust and does not deliver it to its owner until he passes away, his death is with a religion other than what I brought, and Allah will meet him angrily." So in other words, that person did not die on Islam. And what can be more difficult for a Muslim and a believer that Allah meets him angrily?
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.